The White House yesterday released new budget estimates showing the federal deficit this year will hit its highest dollar figure ever, $455 billion, and then grow larger still next year. The revised estimate is 50% more than the White House estimated just 5 months ago. And while the news was not unexpected, the size of the number gave Democrats fresh ammunition to attack the president's budget priorities, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
As the White House released the new projections, Democrats immediately took the offensive. Senate Budget Committee ranking member Kent Conrad recounted the president's budget record.
First of all, he told us there weren't going to be any deficits under his fiscal plan. In fact, he would have maximum paydown of the debt. Then we were told by the president, well, yes, there are going to be deficits, but they're going to be small and short term. And now we see that they're certainly not small.
And Conrad said, neither are they short term. The numbers released by the White House yesterday afternoon show budget deficits continuing through 2008. The figures are at their worst next year, with an estimated $475 billion deficit. But John Spratt, senior Democrat on the House Budget Committee, warned next year's projection does not count the cost of continued military operations in Iraq and in Afghanistan, or of homeland security initiatives paid for under a supplemental spending bill the president requested earlier this year.
With that adjustment alone, the deficit that's coming next year, 2004, is almost certain to be over $500 billion.
For their part, Republicans in the House and Senate followed President Bush's lead in saying the deficits were large but controllable. They noted that deficits 20 years ago represented a larger percentage of the total economy. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist.
So these figures are high, they're too high. We will aggressively address that, but they're manageable. And indeed, that's our job. Our job is to be able to manage that deficit, and I'm confident we'll do so.
Over in the House, some Republicans used the new figures to renew their own budget struggles with the administration. Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussle said the deficits are now so great that President Bush should find budget cuts to offset any new spending he might want. Bigger deficits may put the brakes on Republicans' tax-cutting plans as well. Leaders in the House have said on many occasions they'd like to pass more tax cuts, but are now facing Democrats who say the size of these deficits are a direct outcome of the president's large cuts in 2001 and earlier this year. House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussle called that connection, quote, impossible.
Taxes that are left in the pockets of people who earned the money in the first place is not borrowed from the federal government. It's left in the pockets of the people in the first place. Tax relief cannot cause deficits.
The White House says the president's tax cuts have already done some good and will stimulate the economy further. That assumption of greater growth is what brings the estimated deficit down 2 years from now. But Democrats warn that growth assumption may be false. They note that the current year's budget assumed a growth rate of 3.4%, when the rate turned out to be just 2.8%. And Kent Conrad, ranking Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee, said the worst is yet to come.
We're in the sweet spot now. These are the good times, because at this juncture, the trust funds of Social Security and Medicare are throwing off huge cash surpluses. That all ends as the baby boom generation starts to retire.
The Bush administration and the Congress are using those surpluses now, hundreds of billions of dollars worth, to pay for other things. In fact, if you set that Social Security surplus aside, the budget deficits would look much bigger, and that could mean even more borrowing in the future. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.